Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We forget about the things I said when I was
young. Yes, let's forget about the things that we said when we were young. Things change. That's why I think it's so just hysterically funny that the cancel culture comes back for all of these things you said 10, 20 years ago. Who cares? It's how you feel now. If you have the power to change somebody's mind with accurate and good information, then why should we hold it against people that they've come around, they've changed their mind on things? Remember, it's a woman's prerogative. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. I direct you to 991FMTalk.com for our poll question today. Should we release the cap on property taxes? Yeah, that's what they're looking at. Got to help out the education system. What? More money? How about you properly spend the money that you already get? It's just incredible. Just incredible. I mean, if we're going to be doing this online education and Zooming and everything like that, then why do we need so many teachers? Why do we need so many schools built? It seems as though if we're going to have this attitude that we can't get the kids back into the schools, why don't we rent those properties out for something else? Why does it always come back to the taxpayer? Thank you to Nissan of Carson City for sponsoring today's question. So check it out and answer for yourself. Currently, 11% are okay with having that cap lifted. We need the money. We need your money. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Ryan wants to talk about football here in Nevada. Hi, Ryan. Thanks for calling.
Welcome, MJ. You know, it was very convenient that, like during the whole debate process of the first debate, that no one's been talking about the fact that Governor Sisolak was forced by the Mountain West to allow 10% of stadium capacity, in, you know, at the new Allegiant Stadium, and at, you know, 10% capacity for, you know, for all Mountain West sports. That includes here in Mackey, probably at Lawler, mm-hmm. and also at the new Allegiant Stadium.
Well, the other day he opened up pretty much everything. He increased capacities of crowds from 50 to 250. And yeah. more with the casinos as well. So again, Ryan, it goes back to him, you know, getting pressured into doing something, and he just kind of dribbles it out. Rather than open up the state, he just, okay, well, we'll make it this many now.
And the main reason that he got pressured from the Mountain West is because they finally got Quest testing gave the Mountain West the rapid response test so they can test all the players in all the teams in the conference three times a week.
Well, I mean that, and yeah.
That's why there's no football. And that's why all the sports have been canceled, because one of the things they needed was the testing. But because, you know, now we're gonna have football in about probably on my birthday, starting on my birthday in about a month, give or take. And that forced our sissy Governor Sands, well, now the Mountain West is open up football and probably all winter sports. I guess I got my hands being forced. I got to reopen up the state. I don't want to, you know,
We need to do more forcing of his hand, Ryan, because it is all just a bunch of BS. And I mean, thank you for the call. The tests don't concern me. I don't care. The proof has already come out. Again, we keep going in this vicious circle. Oh, well, we need to test more. We need to make sure. 90% of those positives are false. So what does it matter? COVID-19 is not the killer that they made it out to be. Yes, people have died, and I'm sorry to hear that. It's horrible. But people die every day. This year alone, 250,000 people across the country have died from medical errors. You know what a lot of those medical errors were, too? People weren't able to get back into the hospitals because they were closed. Wake up! It doesn't matter about church or sports or any other thing that you want to get involved in. School sports, casinos. I'm sorry to be spitting while I'm talking, but this is the big picture. We should not be locked down. This economy, this country, this city, this county, and this state should be open. And it is your elected representatives and your governor, and don't give me the bull that he's not your governor. He is your governor. Just like President Trump is the president of the left. So we need to tell him to get off his butt, stop listening to Newsom and Pelosi and all of these other Democrats who are keeping their states shut down, and do what's best for Nevada, which means opening up the damn state 100%, no restrictions, no mandates. Okay, let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mike. Hi, Mike. You want to talk about the schools?
You there?
Yeah. I'm here.
Yeah, I think it's a weird, I know it's a crazy idea, but maybe parents should be responsible for their own children. I
kind of Mike!
Crazy thing to think.
Dare you?
I know, but why should other people be paying for your children? You know, you should be responsible. You want to have them. And I wish somebody would bring some kind of bill and have the name of the bill. It's the no play, no pay bill. If I didn't play, I shouldn't have to pay.
You know, I don't mind paying into the education system because I know that hopefully there will be a nurse or a doctor or, you know, some other type of therapist as I get older will take care of me. And I know that they got a good education because I helped. But
that should be voluntary, though, and donations.
You know, higher education, I'm sorry, but pretty much the government is guaranteeing an education. It should be K through 12. If you want to go on to higher education, you need to work for it. We shouldn't be paying for it. We shouldn't be paying for UNR. We shouldn't be paying for UNLV. That's just a fact. TMCC, sorry. Love you guys, but we should not be paying for it.
The problem is, Mike, would come way down.
Yeah. I mean, all that tuition, all the money we're paying is just for other people's retirements and lifestyles. And K through 12 needs to go back to a real education. If you don't like the education that your kids are getting in school, then you need to take them out of school. And you need to find a private school. You need to find a charter school. You need to homeschool them. Because you know when the left comes back, Mike, and says that, oh, we should get rid of charter schools. Oh, we shouldn't allow homeschooling. You know something is up.
Yeah, we homeschool, and I know they're going to be coming after that. But I was doing some work out by the campus on UNR and stuff. I was out there working for some other businesses. And then most of those people should not be in college, those kids. They have no idea what they're doing. They should have had to work for 2 years, been in the military for 2 years. And it's kind of scary that they're in college.
Yeah. And I don't find any more hope for him because now Sandoval's going to be the president of UNR. So we know his liberal views.
And what's his salary going to be? I went to a private college in late 90s. Back then, our president was making a little over $1 million a year. And I don't know what Sandoval's going to make, but there's a lot of money wasted in the colleges.
Yeah. Oh, there's so much. I mean, even just the extracurricular activities, you know, it's just, it's ridiculous. And there's even more money wasted in the elementary or the K through 12 level. So, Mike, thanks for calling in. And I wholeheartedly believe everybody should have their own right to their education or their child's education. Because look at the backlash that we're going through now. Okay. A child was suspended because of a hat he was wearing. Another child was suspended because they had a Trump sign. Well, he wasn't suspended, but he was told you will be suspended if you don't take the Trump banner off of the wall behind you. Kid got the cops called on him because he had his rifle on the wall. See, this is why the teachers' union doesn't want homeschooling. They don't want charter schools. They want kids actually back in school safely. Because parents can actually see what's going on now, the education that they're getting and how they're treated. Do you think that a stink would have been made had that been a Black Lives Matter banner behind the child? Do you think a stink would have been made had it been a Biden-Harris or Harris-Biden for president? No. No way in hell. But because it was Trump, the teacher tried to force control. And we're seeing that more and more now when your kids came home and said their teacher was mean to them, didn't like their ideas, didn't like what they said, and they got punished. Teacher or parents would normally go, well, what did you do? No. It's not what your child did. It's what did their teacher not agree with. Liberals have control of the school system. I know a lot of great conservative teachers, but you know what? They're outnumbered. They can't say anything. They can't do anything. They're too afraid. And the liberals outnumber them. And those liberals go on to be principals and higher parts of the administration. And they're going to get their way. Unless we take care and get good conservatives on the school board of trustees. Washoe County, Douglas, Clark, every single county out there. This is why elections, primaries, and generals are so important. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Gene this morning. Hi, Gene. You want to talk about Biden?
Well, I just want to touch on the debate before I segue into the property tax issue. President Trump had him cornered on Green New Deal and his contradiction of his verbal non-support of Green New Deal, but his official support of it on his campaign platform.
Yeah, you go to the website, it's all right there.
Yeah, and he said something very funny, you know, because he's, I don't know about his cognitive skills now, but he said this, and I said, quote, he said, and we'll attain zero net energy by 2035. He didn't say the word carbon. He said zero net energy. And when you look at what's unfolded with Gavin Newsom and his proclamation of ending the sale of new vehicles, traditional vehicles, by 2035, which is only 15 years out, I would submit to the listeners that some of the whiteboard bumper stickers that I have that say, I like my car and my heater, Trump 2020 is just no joke. That's what we'll be voting on, simple things like that and elementary things like that when we go to the polls. But on the property tax and on the COVID and everything we're discussing this morning, everything you've talked about is cumulative obedience training for the populace, whether it's the pandemic being utilized as obedience training for the populace or submitting your mileage to the DMV for the eminent mileage tax on your vehicle. That is obedience training. And there's just, when you look at the agenda of the left, it appears that they really can't implement their agenda without doing one of two things. They have to have, they have to force complete obedience of the populace, or they literally have to go out and set fire to the Bill of Rights. That is the only really real way they can implement their agenda. But on the property tax, you know, in California back, they had that landmark initiative, Prop 13. We've all heard of that, especially gentrified refugees from California understand that, that Californians were on their way to losing their homes outright to the California state government because of their insatiable appetite to raise property taxes, gas taxes too. And when I heard this morning on your program that we have a commission studying lifting the modest cap that we have on our property taxes, I was fairly alarmed by that. And I would submit to the listeners in this program that one of the things that will gentrify the bottom rungs of the middle class, those who are retired on modest incomes, who are acclimatized to the current taxation structure in Nevada, they will be at risk of not being literally able to keep their homes going forward if they lift this cap with a Democratic legislature and governor. If they lift this cap, they will be at risk of literally being taxed out of their homes. And that's certainly what would have happened in California in 1973 when they passed the Howard Jarvis tax amendment. So we've got lots to vote on here in November. Is it an imperative that we flip some of the state Senate seats and get some kind of rebalancing of the state legislature? Otherwise, it appears that Nevadans are going to be steamrolled on taxes straight away.
Okay, Gene, and, I got to cut you off right there. Everything you said was absolutely perfect, and I thank you for it. But we got to take a quick break here. So we'll be back, Ken, right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk. Let's go back to the talk and text lines. It's live and local FM Talk. Anything you want to talk about. We got Ken on the line. Wants to talk about trees. Hi, Ken.
I have just returned. Good morning to you. I've just returned from Western Oregon. And for all those liberals that want money for every possible project under the sun, they could get busy and help remove all the thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of timber that have been partially destroyed, but yet partially salvageable. It looks like a war zone for mile after mile after mile of Oregon and parts of Northern California. And that's, of course, the only thing you can see from the road. So the tragedy is that all of this destruction, or a great part of it, could have been saved by a fact that I really wish the president had been able to hammer home a bit more in the first debate. And I'll talk with you about that, I hope, in the future, because I think it was a mixed bag. But, there's millions of dollars there, but those people have got to move their butt and get chopping it up.
No, that's absolutely right. Ken, thank you so much for the call. And again, what President Trump was talking about was the mismanagement of the forests there. Look at what we have with TRPA. No, you can't pick up those pine needles. No, you can't cut down that dead tree. It's got one green leaf on it. We're going to see the same thing here if we're not careful. We'll be back right after this. Thanks for being here. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today on this Thursday that we just need to make great. You need to do it yourself. Don't rely on other people. Just like you don't rely on other people for your security, for your education, for your life, livelihood. Bring it upon yourself to make this a fantastic day. I know I'm going to have one, and I want you to have one too. 884-9910, talk and text line. We'll get to Vance in just a moment. It's got a personal COVID story. But I do want to remind you to log on to 991fmtalk.com. What do you think about lifting the tax, the cap on property taxes? This is what the just got from the Gwynn Research Center. I know Gwynn was all about our late governor was all about education, but I just some of the topics that they take on in his name, the Gwynn Policy Center, just really rubbed me the wrong way. So our poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think the cap should be lifted to help pay for education? You've got people out there having fundraisers to raise enough money for the schools to get the computers that they need. I mean, seriously, it's a give and take, isn't it? Well, it seems like the school system here in Nevada just takes and takes and takes and takes and takes. If you want computers for everybody, then you need to give something up. You need a better balance in the budget. Bring down the high cost of, you know, if the new superintendent coming in for the Washoe County School District can give a portion of her salary to whatever she wants, then she shouldn't have that portion of her salary. It should go back to the taxpayers into the system that we pay for. It's not a pick and choose. It's a spend priority wise. And the priority is the kids and the teachers. Grr. Let's get back to the talk and text lines and check in with Vance this morning. Vance, you have a personal COVID story?
Yeah, but first I want to make a comment on the tax cap.
Of course you do.
I'm away from my computer. I'm out running errands and stuff. But not only no, but the most colorful explicative no, because we're paying for Rolls Royces, the most expensive Rolls Royce you can buy, and we're getting Hugos. Now, those of you not old enough to know what a Hugo is, well, look it up. Anyways, personal COVID story. My stepson, Vicky's son, all right? I've been trying to call him for about a week and no answer or anything. Finally, I had to get a hold of his wife and, you know, bang on him, call me. Well, I talked to him last night. And the reason why he hasn't answered back my calls is that he came down with COVID-19. And I asked him to describe the symptoms. Well, probably the worst cold he'd ever had. All right? Now, here's the punchline. These masks and all these precautions are supposed to help prevent, or in the way the Democrats think, they're actually supposed to prevent anybody getting COVID-19. Well, he's a flipping registered nurse. And he works in a medical facility, and he wears the mask. He takes all the precautions. And what happens? Somebody, he thinks a coworker, asymptomatic, was spreading it because he wasn't the only one that came down with it. Well, he's getting better. Like I said, I talked to him last night, and he's pushing through it. So he's one of the 99% of the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But the kicker is he is a registered nurse working at a medical facility, getting near people, getting around people, and yet with the mask, washing of the hands, yada, 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 he still got it. The best
and
way
I say, Van,
is
and
what
I say,
doing.
And I say good for him, because now he's going to have herd immunity.
Right. And the best way to get through this, but Mensa material candidates or Mensa material like Governor Lickasack know it all, and we're getting punished because he knows it all. Baloney.
Absolutely, 100%. Vance, thank you so much for the call. And this is how you learn. This is what you know. Okay, now I know somebody with COVID. I have not met one person, and I've been going to events, that has somebody affected by COVID. A lot of people had it, didn't even know it, because they thought they had the flu or a cold, suffered through it, got over it, and got back to life. Because that's what we've always done. We've said this all along. Sorry. I've said this all along. I'll take responsibility for it. The WHO was wrong. The CDC was wrong. They both admitted that they were wrong about the 2 million people that were going to die. They've registered 200,000. But people who actually died from COVID, from just the virus, less than 11,000. Less than 11,000 people. All those other people had cancer. They had heart disease. They had lung disease. They had, did I say cancer? Yeah, I said cancer. They had gunshot wounds. They had car accidents. And the experts have come out and said, yes, those numbers are from people with COVID, not from COVID. So how do we continue this? So just received an email from Janice. Janice, thank you so much for the email. We need to organize a protest. How about October 31st? In addition, we should be sending daily emails to Sisolak to remind him we are free. This is not an emergency, and we need to open up all businesses fully. Just my 2 cents. Janice, your 2 cents were right on. And we already have wonderful protests that go on every weekend, every Saturday. The Patriots are out in front of the Capitol and the legislature. Just look for the American flags. And we have organized a protest for October 31st. Actually, it's not a protest. It is a celebration of this state. It is a celebration of our birthday. Because Governor Sisolak, in his wisdom, canceled the Nevada Day Parade, twisted the arms of those in charge. Now, they're still going to have a few other events. But to cancel the parade? Seriously? So, every Nevada-loving American, every Nevadan who wants to say, stick it to Governor Sisolak, mount your American flags, mount your Nevada flags, mount your Trump flags, paint your vehicles, paint your trucks. Hell, build your own little float in the back of your truck. And head to Carson City on Nevada Day. And celebrate Nevada Day. We will. My husband and I will be there. because we are not going to let this governor dictate, like the tyrant that he is, like the dictator he is, making the decisions. We're not going to let it continue. So please join us. You can also join us at takingnevadaback.com and download or go sign your petition to recall him. Janice, thank you for the email. Quick text. This is in response to what Ken was saying about all the trees out there. This is how badly our forests are mismanaged. Okay? Dead trees are still erect. You can drive up to Lake Tahoe and you can look on both sides of Mount Rose Highway. Both sides. And the highway is lined with dead trees. Why can't those trees be removed? Regulations. Why can't the trees be removed on people's private property around Tahoe that are dead? Regulations. Because if they have even a little bit of green on them, those trees aren't dead. Well, let me tell you. When the trees are dead, they still hold on to some green leaves. Those little hanger-oners. We need to get rid of this crap. The Forest Service, the TRPA, all of the mismanagement, these are the people who should be held responsible for these devastating wildfires, along with the arsonists that keep starting them. The dead trees out there, all of the garbage underneath the trees, all of the pine needles, the bark that's been stripped off, all laying there. It's just fuel for the fires. And when environmentalists come in and say, oh, it's all about, it's nature. Well, guess what? Nature did her course or her thing with forest fires. Back when all these houses weren't in the forests. They were started by lightning. They burned off. They cleared out all of the undergrowth, underbrush. And that made a healthy forest. It just shows what happens when people get involved and say that they're doing it for the health of the community. They're doing it for the health of the forest. No, you're not. You're doing it for control. It's all about control. Everything in our daily lives, somebody wants to control you. Your boss, your spouse, your friends. When are you going to stand up for yourself? That's why people think I'm such a bitch, is because I stand up for myself. If you don't like it, I'm okay with that. Because I know the people that I surround myself with who actually appreciate what I bring to the table stand up for themselves as well. If we stand up for you, you got to support it, though. Get out to these weekly protests. Get out to these weekly things that bring your voice out. The planned events. Here's a fun one for you. Drag the interstate. It's this Saturday, October 3rd. Okay? It involves anybody and everybody. decorate your car, your truck, your tractor, and join in the cruise of Highway 395 to Carson City, where patriots from Reno, Carson, Dayton, Silver Spring, South Lake Tahoe, everybody cruises the Capitol at 2:30. In Reno, they're going to meet up at 12:30 at West 4th Street. Trust me, you can't miss them. In Douglas County, they're going to meet at 1 o'clock in Lampy Park. I don't know where they're meeting at in the other areas, but just get to one of those locations. And let everybody know that you support those who support this state reopening. You support those who support this country taking our country back. There's only one line that I needed from Tuesday's debate to know that I'm backing the right man. I'm backing the right party. And that is when Joe Biden, the Democrat Party, because that's who he is the Democrat Party, said that Antifa is an idea. It's all I needed to hear. And I heard it loud and clear. And so did a lot of other people. People who have lost their homes, people who have lost their businesses, people who have lost everything. They heard that statement that Antifa is an idea. The families of murdered victims. That's straight out of the mouth of somebody who wants to run this country. A political party that wants to run this country and control all of our lives. That the death and destruction and riots that these people have caused between Antifa and BLM, just an idea. I've got a great idea. We're going to wrap up the show. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today. And as we wrap up the show, I want to talk to you just real quickly and leave you with this. If you had any question in your mind about what Democrats as a whole look to. So, you know, the Democrats are fighting with the Republicans over the new COVID bill. Okay. And one of the reasons is, and I don't believe in the funding bill anyway, but I know that there are people who need help out there. I mean, we're all going to need help after all of this because where do you think this money is going to come from? We all have to pay it back. Everybody keeps talking about their kids and their grandkids' future for this earth. And let me tell you, they're already screwed completely with the debt that we've left them. But here's the issue, and I want Republicans to continue to fight. Because one of the things that Democrats are playing with is they don't want to put any money in for the police projects that were enacted, the police programs, you know, like the ability to get money for PPE, personal protective equipment. This is not something that is in law enforcement's budget at the amount that they need now. I know it's a two-way street because personally, I don't think they need it. I don't think anybody needs it unless you are a hospital worker, unless you are actually dealing with sick people. But Democrats removed $600 million from the HEROES Act. The money that was intended for the real heroes out there, state and local law enforcement. So just another chip away that the Democrats want to defund law enforcement any way they can. Drive people out of the calling. Make people miserable. Put them at risk. That's what the Democrats want. Who's going to protect you? You. And always remember that. Be prepared for the worst and hope for the best. That's all we can do. And I just hope that you are prepared, because unfortunately, we haven't hit the worst yet. It's still coming. I love you. Have a great day. Thanks for being here on The Monica J Show. Bye. Mwah.